Hello and welcome back to a new episode. It is currently Monday and it's 8:06 p.m. and it's pretty rainy outside. It's been rainy all day, which has been kind of nice. I usually don't love the rain, but it's been kind of enjoyable actually because I've been also a little under the weather. I've been feeling kind of sickly, so I feel like it's been extra nice to like sit in my discomfort and just like embrace the rain. I slept for like 3 hours midday, had a good old nap. I've been just like cuddling with Juno. She loves me being home and not feeling well. It's so funny. She just is such a cuddler, so she just like is thriving whenever I'm home and not doing anything. But yeah, it's been a kind of crazy time recently. I also think I got sick because I've been just overdoing it. I've been super drained and all over the place and just like life's been crazy. I always feel like I say this, but maybe it's just life's just crazy for me all the time, but it's really been insane. Last episode was a lot too. I didn't mean to kind of make it this like intense hostile-ish thing, but I really was like very defensive, and there's actually another thread that got created, Reddit thread from that episode. So it's just a continuous thing that I am learning to just like embrace, and hate is hate and people are gonna hate and it's not a big deal. So I'm removing myself from the situation, never looking on Reddit again, and have learned my lesson. But I got a lot of really positive feedback from people too, that were telling me that just like, you know, appreciating me and saying that they're on my side and that they think I'm really authentic and that they enjoy my content and stuff. So it's been really sweet to get that feedback, and I love all of you so much. Literally like family. I feel like the community that I have on Instagram, it feels like family. It's so great. But yeah, also I had a really terrible passing of someone that was pretty important to me and in my life. So that happened last week, and I went to the memorial on Thursday, and it was a lot. It made me very emotional and feel a lot of things this weekend, and I've just been like crying a lot, upset a lot. And I think I'm gonna do another episode on grief and dealing with death and passing, even though I don't feel like I'm necessarily the best person to talk about it, because you know, this podcast is not meant to be this like scientific informational type of podcast. I think sometimes I get nervous that I don't want to just kind of like share information or share perspectives of mine because I feel like they're not valid sometimes. Because, you know, you'll see tons of podcasts like The Skinny Confidential and Jay Shetty and all these other people's podcasts that are very, you know, structured in a way that's very almost scientific and established, and they have like real scientists on and real therapists, and I want that one day. But I think for right now, I'm just kind of having it be where my podcast is really just like my own perceptions of things and discussing topics and talking through things and my observations and my learnings. And I think like it's just helpful, almost like these kind of like big sister type chats or thoughts, or just like, I don't know, sometimes I think it's comforting to just listen to someone talk about things and share ideas. And I've definitely learned quite a bit about life as well, so I like to share insights that I learn and stuff like that. So yeah, I'm trying not to make it like have kind of this like a crazy expectation for myself, but that's definitely something that I think about too, where I don't want to like talk about grief and then, you know, people that have had worse deaths and worse experiences to kind of, you know, maybe I could have someone that like, actually, you know what, I have an idea. I'm gonna revisit. But I did lose a guy that was my first boyfriend and first love and first everything. He was someone that I was with for around 2 years when I was 15. So very, very important person in my life. We didn't stay in contact for that long, like for up until probably, like we didn't really talk up until like maybe a year or two ago. But definitely like we're still following each other on Instagram, and we're like kind of close, and you know, like we definitely like were aware. I still have letters from him and photos, and we really, really loved each other and cared about each other. And you know, those people are important because they teach you how it feels to be loved for the first time by someone that isn't, you know, your parents or your family or your friends. So I think learning about that intimacy and that love, it's, you know, you remember that person forever. So that was definitely really painful. And I saw a bunch of friends from high school and people that I hadn't seen in, you know, 10 years or so. So it was very strange, but still really good. And I am doing a lot better with the heartbreak stuff. And just, it's like, I feel like I'm withdrawing, honestly. Because whenever you know, are with someone and around someone and getting attention and love and affection for a very long time, it is so hard to, for someone, especially for me, but I think universally it's pretty hard to then go to like nothing. And nights are really bad for me. I kind of just get like, I feel really weird sleeping alone and not having someone there. And I just get really anxious, and it's literally like withdrawing. Like you start having, like, I'll get like nightmares and hot flashes in the middle of the night and just like have these crying moments where I'm just like curled in a ball crying like really bad. So, you know, it's just, there's also been lots of different heartbreak and feelings of loss continuously the last few months. So it's just like all built up, I think, but I'm managing. Humans are adaptable. I'm doing okay. But this episode, I really wanted to make it, I did like this hot girl summer guide in the summer season, and I kind of want to make a hot girl guide for the fall, because I feel like a lot of people reached out to me about having seasonal depression. I have seasonal depression. I think we can, you know, it's a different season. It's like you have to really adjust. I think that's one thing that's really helped me, is kind of acknowledging like, all right, like I can't just carry on with the same type of life that I had from summer. You know, I kind of got to like, I don't know, like I kind of got to like change it up, you know, and really acknowledge that this is a different season and time. So I think I kind of made like a list of some things that are helping me transition to the fall. And I think the ways to kind of thrive during this time of the season, you can still have like hot girl fall and still feel good and happy and excited and hot and motivated and sexy and all that. But it just takes a little bit of change. So I say we get into it. Okay, number one, first tip is to embrace the change. And you might be listening to this and you're like, fall is my season. I am thriving in fall. I love it. This is great. I love being cozy. I love the colder weather, whatever. But if you're like me and you love spring and summer, you love warm weather, you love all of that, then we have to embrace the change, okay? We have to just embrace that summer is over. This is a new season. This is a new time. It's going to feel different. It's going to look different. You know, the days are getting shorter, or have been getting shorter. And it's just a different feel, you know, it's a different vibe, and I'm really sensitive to that. So I feel like I just acknowledging that it's different and embracing all the changes that it comes with is really helpful, because sometimes it's like, even with like our skincare routines or our day-to-day lives, like it's like we are still acting like it's summer, or we're still treating our skin or ourselves kind of like the way we would in summer. And for me, it's really important to just like acknowledge like, no, like, it's not. It's fall, babes. It's fall. Number two is to create new routines. So for me, it's been really important to create new ways to still be happy, healthy, feeling inspired, whatever, with the change of season. So for me, that looks like waking up earlier than I normally would, so that I have more daylight. So I've been waking up more at like 6:37 as opposed to like 7:38. And I've been kind of getting out of bed and doing more things in the morning, because I know the evenings are more dark and are more like lazy, sleepy time. So I've been just really hunkering down, changing my schedule so that I'm doing more in the mornings, whether it's like a workout class or, you know, like I'll do usually a workout class like 7:30 in the morning, and then work at a coffee shop, be out in the day, do my grocery shopping, work more, do things I need to do, film content earlier on, so I have the evenings to feel more like, okay, it's dark out, it's relaxing, whatever. So kind of shifting your schedule really helps if you can. Obviously, if you work at an office or you have a very specific 9-to-5, But that could even be you, you know, waking up a little bit earlier to do more morning routines or something that feels grounding and good for you before you work and stuff like that. And that's also too, like, finding new things to do. Like, for me, I get really sad at night and, like, kind of feel weird at night. So creating new, warm, comfy, cozy things to embrace the season. So, like, for me, it's like maybe I start taking baths in the evening or showering an extra time in the evening. And I'll, like, put on a candle and play music and kind of, like, make more dinners at home and kind of just, like, feel cozier and create that space for myself, which I think actually that's number three. Number three is change your environment and kind of like make your environment feel cozier and warmer. So really like your space that you're in, the way that you kind of allow yourself to feel in the environment is really great. And so I think like that could be too, like getting some fall candles or getting some little decorations. Like I like having little like decorative pumpkins out. I like to kind of have a list of movies and TV shows that I like to watch during this time. So maybe some new things too. I like to kind of like put orange and red lights into like light bulbs into my lights to kind of make the lighting warm and nice. It really just helps like soothe me and kind of put me into a more cozy headspace. I also like to change my bedding. I know this is really specific, but I like to change my bedding to kind of like fall colors. So right now I have like a forest green, but I also have like a burnt orange color. Things like that really help, just like kind of having your environment reflects what's going on outside. And also too, that could be like you having cheery colors. Like you could get like really light, fresh colors, keeping fresh flowers in your apartment. Maybe that will help too with just like some of the seasonal sadness. But definitely environment number three is really important. And then we have reaching out to friends and family and really leaning on community. So I feel like during this time, just like thriving in the fall is literally like learning when to hibernate and to like, I usually try to stay in more just instinctively. I feel like my body wants to stay inside more. I also want to do more like dinner parties and more intimate gatherings as opposed to like going out and like partying and whatever. I think like just doing even more activities with friends, like, you know, going to flea markets in the morning and or going out to nice fun dinners or like going to movies or like doing movie nights at home or like Friendsgiving, like those kind of activities I feel like are really nice. And just like keeping that community and that sense of like, okay, I'm FaceTiming friends and family. And I'm like, I've been having like FaceTime dates with friends where like in the evening when it gets dark and I get really like weird, I'll like FaceTime a friend and we'll just chat and I'll like clean up or like make dinner or whatever. And it just feels really comfy and cozy. And just like leaning on community during these times, I think is really nice. You know, people aren't also traveling as much like they are in the summer or kind of all over the place. So I feel like people are kind of more grounded and home. And so it's, yeah, really kind of nice to do that and to like remember to incorporate those things for sure. And then also learning how to rest and hibernate. That's kind of like my fifth one. I think for me personally, I have a really hard time resting and kind of like I'm kind of an extrovert. And so I think for me, I thrive off of other people and going and doing things, and I can get FOMO. And just kind of like, I feel like I'm always needing to be doing shit. And it's nice to kind of recognize like, no, I actually don't need to be doing shit all the time. Like I can literally rest and my body needs rest. And I think that's why I'm also kind of feeling a little sick, is because I'm very much like have been doing too much when my body's telling me not to. So I think during the fall seasons, just like being able to, you know, acknowledge that we need rest and that we need to just like chill more and hibernate and whatever, I think just feels really good. You know, I think that's one of my favorite suggestions, is that like learning how to rest and take care of yourself is probably one of the best lessons to learn in general as a human, because I think we tend to just burn out and overwork ourselves, and we just do not want to do that because it causes a lot of unnecessary stress. So that's important. And then another one is creating new hobbies and new inspirations. And I feel like sometimes the fall can feel very dull or kind of like stagnant and all of that. But I feel like it's really important to during this time kind of create new hobbies and new inspiration. So maybe that's like taking a pottery class once a week, or it could be like, I don't know, going to having like movie dates every week with like certain friends or like a boyfriend or whatever, creating a date nights, or creating like, you know, starting to draw or like paint, or even just do clay at home. Like I'll buy clay on Amazon and literally just like play with it and make like little ring holders or little like cups and things like that, little trays. Like it's so fun to do. You could even just start like baking or cooking, or like having, I don't know, buy a cookbook and just like make a new recipe a week. So I think just like kind of creating new hobbies is really fun during this time. And it's just like so sexy. People that just like know how to do things and have taught themselves things like knitting or pottery or like, I don't know, I just think it's so cool. I'm like, I love this. Maybe it's also like taking up a new workout routine. Like that's also can be fun and a hobby. Maybe it's like you start running, or you start like kickboxing, or trying ballet, or like, I actually really want to try ballet. I'm also writing a book. So it's kind of been my nighttime activity. It's like writing a book. But so often too, we'll just like be in hibernation mode and just go on our phones and like binge watch TV, which is totally fine too. I've been doing tons of that, but it's also nice to create hobbies, and just like that's such a sexy thing to do. So I don't know, that's a really good one. Just also at night too, like creating nighttime, like evening hobbies is good, because I find myself like when I get sad, I'll like, if I come home at like 8 or 9, I'm like chilling. It's whenever I'm home from like 4 to 10, I'm unwell. Like, I'm like, no, I can't do this. It's too much nighttime for me. And then two more, because I just kind of want to keep this episode like a little small and short, but playing with new clothes, new outfits. This is the time to explore with fashion and to have fun. And I don't know, I think just like playing around with layering and jackets, and there's so many different like objects of clothing that you can be wearing because you're layering. I mean, when it's hot out, you're like, all I'm wearing is a dress. Like I'm just like wearing as little clothing as possible. But during this time, you can go all out. You can go crazy. You can be wearing all different types of things. So I feel just really playing with clothes, playing with makeup. You know, you can wear more makeup because it's not hot and you're not sweating it off. You can try fun like smoky eyes or experiment with that. And I think just like getting playful with decorating your character, for me too, like even just changing up my hair. Like I dyed my hair light and kind of reddish because I feel like it was really just like a fun thing to do for the fall. It felt fall. I feel like a little fall leaf, you know. It's been really nice. So I feel like doing things like that and just kind of being more playful is really nice. So, and then lastly is getting enough vitamin D and getting enough sleep. Well, I've already mentioned the rest thing. So, but getting enough vitamin D is really important if you're someone who gets seasonal depression. So I like to take vitamin D with K3, which helps absorption. I can link a bunch of supplements that I like for vitamin D. And then also getting out in the sun in the morning especially. But again, if you live in a place where it's quite rainy or cloudy often, then I know that's hard. But if it's a sunny day, get outside, stick your head out, sit outside, enjoy the nature. And I think also just being in nature too is really helpful even during in the winter. I mean, it doesn't snow in California, but I will definitely go out for more walks and bundle up, and it can be really nice, you know, to still be in nature. I think as I got older, it's just so funny because I used to think this shit was so corny. Like when I was growing up, I like hated going on walks and hikes. I was like, no, like there's no way. Like I don't want to walk anywhere. Like I want to drive and like whatever. But now that I'm older, I'm like, oh, like give me nature, give me hikes, give me trees, give me crispy fall flowers, not flowers, leaves. Just give me all of that. You know, like I want to be bundled up going on a walk and like drinking coffee, which is honestly gonna make me cry. Like I just felt that as I said that, I just felt this like pang of sadness because like I want to be just like doing, anyways, I can't. This is what happens when you have a heartache and heartbreak, because you'll get random fucking flashbacks or thoughts. And it's really the future shit too. It's not just like flashbacks of your relationship, but it's like the future. It's like you want to spend, I've wanted to spend fall with this person, or you wanted to like do certain things with them. And it's like, damn, all right. Like, nope. Anyways, so Anyways, we need to end. I need to end this, obviously. I'm fine. We're all good. That was just a little blip. Real life shit, real human, real emotions and things. But yeah, anyways, I think that these are some really good tips to kind of thrive during this season. And I think as long as we're just embracing it and having fun with it and acknowledging that, you know, sadness, hibernation, all of those things, isolation, loneliness can happen, but that there's ways to combat it and to lean into it, but also prevent it. And, you know, I think we're all figuring it out. And I think that the season can be really fun, and I'm trying to make it the best that I can and stay sane. So I'm trying to just relay that information and those tips for all of you out there that might be dealing with the same thing. So anyways, I love you guys. I will talk to you maybe later this week or next week for sure. And let me know thoughts on doing a grief episode, maybe another heartbreak episode, because I've gotten a lot of questions. I feel like this is like heartbreak season for some reason. I feel like people are just breaking up right now. I don't know what's going on, but so maybe another episode on that, mixture of both. We'll see. But anyways, I hope everyone has a good rest of their week. Sending you all lots of love.